Are you guys going to tell everything to your boo thing?
I always like keep everything? At like 60, 70.
60?
60, 70. Yeah.
To your wife?
No, my wife. You said girl. If it's my wife, the mother of my children, she'll know 100% of my life.
Even your body count.
Podcast. It's your boy Sergio's Talks.
It's your boy Matt. Where's Carl?
It's your boy Carl, motherfuckers.
It's your boy Michu.
And welcome to our Valentine's Day episode. I can't speak today. I'm telling you guys right now, I'm not going to be able to talk. Before we get into this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
You guys get an exclusive episode every single Friday where we do stuff like this.
There's no way you ripped.
Just ripped the fucking suit. I mean, the gains are gaining.
The gains are gaining, bro.
What is the weirdest name a girl called you during sex?
I don't like the word daddy.
I agree, though. Me, it was like too excessive. Daddy, 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 daddy.
That's crazy, bro.
Hey.
Yo, bro. All right.
What's up, Ulk? You want me to tear up the rest? It's going to be like a vest.
This is what happens when you're single on Valentine's Day.
Do it.
Do what? No, I can't.
Do anything. I really hope you didn't tear your real one.
Okay, now Sergio's getting undressed. Good. I'm hot.
That's crazy. Because I am too.
Hey man, listen. Same.
Just one time with the flex with the. I just want to see the arms looking good, buff.
Is this what Sergio compliment day?
Looking puff, buff. Sorry.
Can you start?
Yes. Yeah. So say something. Give the audience your best pickup line in the meantime.
My best pickup line.
Did I stutter?
E25.
Shut up, because you're a snack.
Yeah, you can go. I'm the worst at pickup lines. I can read a pickup line, though.
No.
Yes, yes. Wait. No, it was really good. Really good. Rate that. Wait.
He's like, I can rate the pickup.
It's really good. Really good.
Okay, so it was a story of me curling, whatever. She said, I was planning on rotting. Is it rotting? Yeah. Rot.
Rotting?
Yeah. Oh. Is it that's how you
rotting?
Know. Rotting. Okay, I was planning on rotting in bed all night, but I guess getting curled by a 10 out of 10 could work too.
No,
I that was in my request. I answered, obviously. Damn. Said 10 out of 10 on a pickup line.
She's lying.
And then she said, so February 14, gym date. And yeah, that's
it. You want to know what the what's a good
that's good?
This is a good pickup line.
What are you laughing?
Listen to this pickup line. So I've been feeling down lately. But I have something that's been getting me up. And that's my boot shoe. But in all honesty, if you guys want to spice things up in the bedroom, Blue Chew is definitely the way to go. It's super discreet. All you have to do is get your prescription online and it's sent straight to your doorstep.
Killer.
So if you guys want to spice things up in the bedroom and become him.
Him.
And become good.
Good.
If you want to get the best results in the bedroom, make sure to go check out Blue Chew. Someone DM'd me saying, what color underwear should I wear on our wedding night?
Wow.
I'm going to be honest, though. I love reading my DMs.
Yeah.
I don't find it creepy. I don't find it weird or whatever. I love reading them because sometimes people are hella creative.
Did we put the video?
What video?
Just the thought making my pussy throb. Just the thought of this man even breathing the same air as me makes my coochie and my booty hole feel some kind of fucking way, bro. It makes me salivate. Like if I had Sergio to myself for just like, give me fucking 20 seconds. 20 seconds. Just give me 20 seconds, bitch. I promise you. And then he's gonna be like, you're gonna take this. And I'm gonna be like, no, I'm not. And then he's gonna make me take it. And then I'm gonna go, because I'm a brat. And he likes that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wait, wait, can you open that? Did that's you save it? Is the screen crazy recorded? No, can I, should I respond to her?
Send her like a video? Selfie thing?
No, because I mean, I love her energy. I should just like send a video.
Yeah, go for it.
What should I say?
How do I feel? I say something like, tell me, how do I make you feel, mama?
No, I'll say something
this
else.
Is good.
I'll say, so I heard you're into knife play.
Ooh.
Right. That's a good one.
Wild.
And someone told me you're into knife play.
That is so good.
I love that.
Do I just say sent? Because it's a friend of a friend. So do I just?
Yeah, yeah. You should just say from Sergio.
Well, oh, I save it. There you go. Context. That was in my DMs, but for Sergio. If you've seen my fucking social media recently, everyone's talking about everyone but me on my social. Oh, like, can you tell this, that to Michu? Can you tell this, that to him? Can you tell? So you see, this is the type of shit I receive. That someone is pussy throbbing from Sergio. Good to know. Good to know.
So I went on the internet. And I found the 10 of the most awkward Valentine's Day stories.
Oh.
Oh, God.
I don't want to hear. He's already laughing. Good.
So story number one says, when I was 17, I went out for Valentine's Day with my boyfriend. We were discussing gifts or whatever. And I said, thank God you didn't get me flowers. I hate them so much. I think they're stupid. He takes me to his truck and pulls out flowers. Mm. He dumped me 2 weeks later.
As he should.
Honestly, yeah.
Flowers are great.
Flowers are good.
So, like, why would you not like flowers?
Yeah, why not?
I think you guys are asking me as if I'm supposed to know.
What's your problem?
I think people find them tacky.
Tacky?
Yeah.
What's overrated? Tacky?
Dude, I've never met a girl who doesn't like flowers.
Yeah, so. Me neither. Like, it's a nice gesture. If anything, it's a gesture. It's not the flowers itself.
True. Yeah. But they say that they're stupid.
Was she Latina?
This war will never end.
Story number two. Took my high school girlfriend out to a Mexican place for dinner a few years back. We both spent the evening with diarrhea from food poisoning. It was so romantic.
Are you getting it? Are you two?
That's disgusting.
You could wipe each other. Yeah. As like an activity.
Yeah.
Huh?
But that is pretty romantic. You guys could always recreate Two Girls, One Cup.
Who's you guys?
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Oh, there's also the Two Guys, One Horse.
You're on some different shit, bro.
You know the guy died?
Yeah, he did. He did die.
He died.
Yeah.
Damn.
There's two guys, one horse, and one of the guys took the horse stick. He died.
But how do you die, though?
Broski's, when you... What? When you shit, you know, like this, intestin, estomac. Imagine this getting inside of you.
I mean, there's girls that take it.
This?
This?
Well, a horse is...
How?
It's how? Demonstrating it, please? That's crazy. Mm.
That's crazy.
You know, horse's sperm is super expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you know that?
They make banks with it.
Yeah. How do you know that?
Because there was a clip on Twitter.
You said, yeah. Okay, boys. Elaborate, please.
First off, they come a fuck ton.
Oh, right. 1 for 3.
I mean, it's a fucking horse, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Have you seen the size of this thing? Literally.
Plus, it depends on the breed also. Mm-hmm. Some breeds are more expensive.
We saw the video the other day, right? We saw the video, right, of the different horse breeds.
Yeah, yeah. You saw that big huge one, eh?
The workhorse.
They must have been something.
The slave horse.
But I sent it in the group chat. That's crazy. I sent it in the group chat. Horse. And I think you said it. Imagine the size of his dick.
What is this conversation?
We'll put context.
Yo, this horse was massive.
The horse was massive.
Yeah.
Like, and you guys did research on his dick and how much?
No, we only imagined its dick.
Yeah, that horse is like an O-line type.
We only pictured his dick in our head. We didn't actually go out
and O-line and a running back mixed together. Yo, look at that ass. Yo,
work horses, bro.
Bro. OP.
Imagine the size of his fucking nuts.
Bro. I gotta be as big as my head. I got a small head, but damn.
You should see war horses, bro.
Bro, with you with the war horses?
Huh?
Talking about horses, like, yo, but war horses, though.
Yo.
Pull it up.
War horses? Yeah.
I got you. I think I'd be a horse.
You?
Yeah.
You're giving squirrel vibes.
You look like a squirrel.
No, you are a squirrel.
I'm like an eagle. You're a pigeon.
Bald-headed?
You're a pigeon. Yeah, bald-headed eagle.
Well, for some reason, they only have drawings of horses.
Like, I feel like you'd be a, like...
Drawings, yeah.
Can we change the type of horse bird subject?
What type of birds would we be?
Birds?
Like, actually, birds, yeah.
Birds?
Birds.
Birds?
There's a lot of birds, flamingos, whatever, birds.
Oh, I know what that would be.
I know what that would be, for sure.
What would you be?
Yeah, peacock.
100%. A peacock?
Yeah. There's no way you don't know what a peacock is.
I know, but I can't picture it.
Same, that exactly.
A palm, bro, in French.
You'd be a peacock?
Yeah. You know
of course.
I get it, though.
Of course.
You see? No, but I get it.
Of course.
He knows what a peacock is.
You'd be like a sing. Swan. Swan.
A swan?
Swan.
Yeah, they're pretty light skinned.
Yeah, yeah. Those are pretty birds.
Like, they're nice to look at, but they're annoying as shit.
I was going to go.
Laughing that loud, yo.
You know what Carl B? 1,000% a parrot.
Oh, yeah.
A parrot?
100%. There's not even like, bro.
Parrot.
A parrot for sure, bro.
Don't.
For sure. It's not.
He already does it now with us.
He already does it now.
See?
Sergio would be like
a crow.
A toucan?
Crow.
No.
A toucan? Toucan
sound. The one that flies?
Faucon pelgrim, je sais pas quoi là.
A falcon?
Fuck up.
Falcon? Falcon?
Ouais, mais c'est pas
a hawk?
No, it's a hawk, but it's one of the
falcon, hawk, eagle.
The one that goes super high and drops, like, it's the fastest in the world.
All three do. All three.
Fastest in the world.
Then I would be a hawk.
Probably a hawk.
Yeah. Okay, then
Why does he have a cool one, bro? I got a fucking peacock.
I don't know.
This is cool. He has a peacock.
I have a peacock.
What the fuck is a peacock doing, bro? Except for with his tail.
Kevin Fly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Kevin Fly.
Let's just say I'm down to earth.
Ferme, là. This story says, these two were on a date and the guy went to use the bathroom.
I would never go in the bathroom to go. I'm guessing he went to go shit.
Maybe by the time I finish the story,
I'll stop you again after.
These two were on a date and the guy went to go use the bathroom. The girl just got up and left. When the guy came back, he sat around for a while until asking his waitress where she went. She replied saying that she left. The guy then asked the waitress if she would go on a date with him. The waitress also said no.
Wow. I can handle rejection, but that two in a row, that's crazy.
Twice a day, bro, I'm going home, bro. You ain't seen me for a week minimum.
That's crazy.
A week?
A week minimum.
Bro, I'm never asking a girl out ever again.
6 months, 10 months, bro.
What do you say? Like, you pay the bill and then what?
If she says no, I'm not paying the bill either. I'm like, you pay.
She's gone.
I'm talking about the waitress.
Yeah, but she said no.
I'm leaving too. Uno reverse.
Wait, I got one. This one, it's the same thing. It's like a date story, bro. Buckle up, guys. A while ago, I agreed to meet a tender date at a local bar. Things were all right, but I could very much tell she was loaded prior to arrival, so she was rich. We had a couple of drinks. She excuses herself, goes to the restroom, and half an hour goes by, and I figured two things could have happened. She either sneaked out and ditched me or needed massively like help in the bathroom. So I asked one of the female bartenders to go check on her politely. It turns out that she OD'd on heroin, shooting up in the bathroom with a surgical tubing around her arm.
What the fuck? On a date?
On a date, bro.
How down bad are you to do that? You can't wait after the date.
Was the date that bad?
You need to
imagine mid date. She's like,
oh, I need to go get high to get to the date.
Yeah, this is so ass. I need to be high.
An hour.
That's crazy. Yo. What do you do? Do you
wait? Did she die? Yeah, I don't know. She dead?
It doesn't say, but he says in the story that the police, he was questioned by like police officers and everything.
He was questioned.
Yeah, and then afterwards, like the bartender who checked on the girl vouched for him, so they ended up like.
He was questioned.
He was like,
how bad? He was probably asked how bad the date was.
Imagine after saying like, what was your first date? What was your worst date? And now you have to explain this.
Oh, you know, she OD'd in the bathroom on heroin.
What the fuck?
Yo, bro. I read that shit. I was like, there's no fucking way.
Did you guys ever go on a date and the girl was high?
No.
Me, yeah.
No.
What do you mean, of course? I look like a fucking stoner now.
No, you don't.
Why, of course?
Why are you asking me? He asked you, bro.
For real.
Why? Of course.
You owe me a Coke.
What was okay? What was the date?
We just went out to eat.
Ice cream. To
eat. No.
You guys what?
Pasta. PF Chang.
Corn
dogs.
Yeah, corn dogs. Shit, yeah. Whatever. We just and I was talking to her and it was just like, huh? I'm like, I'm sorry that and then I repeat again and she goes, well, that corn dog is so good. I'm like, okay. And then I ask her if she was high and she says, no. I'm like, I mean, your eyes are red. And she goes, oh, thank you. And you know the little
what drops? The fuck?
Hell, mess. Don't mess. Yo.
I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. Date is over, and then that's it.
That that's was just it.
Yeah, nothing crazy.
Could I do that? Have you guys ever had sex high?
No.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why I'm asking you. You yeah?
Yeah.
You yeah?
No.
How is it?
Well, it's.
I hope you realize you're a slut. You know that, right?
Why?
Because every story I ask or every scenario, you're always the one to say yes.
I tried shit for sure.
Yeah, we know.
So, I mean, it's nice because you feel like you're in another world, bro.
How's the nut?
Okay, so the cons, in my opinion, is you don't feel anything. So you can fuck for hours and it's like...
What's the point?
It's the fact that you're like, you feel like you're in like in another world, like you're fucking on another
planet. Does it feel better?
And I wouldn't say feel better.
So what's the hype?
There's no hype.
How's the head?
Still same thing. You don't feel anything. Like it's like it when you're high, all your like everything that you feel is just
enhanced. How'd you get hard?
Lower?
How'd you get hard?
Or is it enhanced?
No, lower.
Lower. You so you feel less.
You feel less. Everything you feel less.
How'd you get hard?
For real.
Well, you just, I don't know.
It still works.
Well, yeah, it still works.
Is this true? Can you guys confirm this or not? Because you also have no hood.
Hoodless.
Also, hoodless. But I promise you don't feel anything. When you get high, did you ever get, did you smoke? Do you feel more or less? Like sensation?
That's not what you're saying, that you don't like feel it, like you're stronger.
Yeah.
But you do feel stuff.
Yeah, you do feel stuff. I'm not saying you're not feeling, it's just like it's like different.
The hype is there because it's like super hypersensitive.
You know? Got you. But it's like you wouldn't but choose you it over.
Like you could like do something, you're like, fuck that, just do
it. Well, yeah, it's more like that than I mean, yeah. It's different. Like the sensation are completely different. That's what I'm saying. It feels like you're fucking somewhere else.
I get it.
I need to ask a girl what's the feeling.
What, like
how it is for her?
Yeah.
Like how's an orgasm for her?
Would you do it again?
I haven't smoked in so long now, so I don't think I would do. I would. My last experience was ass, so I don't think I would do it.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
I did it. I did it on munchies. No, not munchies.
Mushrooms.
No, edibles, like the one that you eat, and it's 10 times stronger than smoking.
I'm never doing edibles
again. Smoking is relaxed. You get high for like, I don't know, 30, 40, depending on your body. Edibles. Done for 2-3 hours. You're done.
You want to get high for the first time together?
Mm-mm.
No?
I don't want to get high.
Me neither. Oh. I literally said for the first time together.
Oh, yeah, but I don't want to get high.
You don't want to?
No.
It'd be the funniest shit ever for him. Funniest thing ever.
You want to do it for the first time for me?
I don't think so.
If we go to Amsterdam.
I don't think so.
I'm not smoking.
What if we do edibles?
I'm not eating.
You don't want to either?
Nah.
Molly? You don't think what?
If I'm smoking, I'm not doing Molly. I don't know.
I don't know, man. Never know. to each their own.
Crack.
Ayahuasca.
See, that's a Haitian. No, I said I don't think so because you said the same thing for me and I hated it, bro. I haven't smoked since. I was. He said he lay. He said,
"Yeah." You said okay. You said, "But for no, but you took. You had weed.
No, he had. Yeah,
bro, you, Sam.
Oh yeah,
Nathan and his two brothers fucking locked me inside of a car and hotboxed me. That was the first time. It was against my fucking will.
Context.
It was against my fucking will.
Context, bro. I look so bad now." Context. Okay, so it's not that we forced him or like encouraging, like try, whatever. And he was like, kind of iffy about it. He didn't say like a blunt no, cause I couldn't drag you to the car. Yeah, I couldn't drag you. So then when he got in the car, then obviously we started like hotboxing. And then I was like,
in the car as well?
Yeah, everyone's in. Okay, yeah. Everyone's in the car. And we just started, but you didn't take a puff, did you?
I did, bro. I was literally getting hotboxed at that point. Fuck it, let me try. To be fair, the first time, like, I didn't feel anything, but it was, I would say, one of the best nights of sleep I had.
It was nice.
Yeah, that was one of the best nights. Yeah, and I think that was, like, one day after, like, my breakup, mm-hmm. and then we went to a party together, and then that's when it happened, and then afterwards, bro, best night of sleep. I woke up the morning happy as shit.
Yeah, that's what it does. There's a lot of people that smokes before sleep just because of that.
The melatonin?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sleep like a fucking baby. Yeah,
I know people that smoke every heavy. Day yeah. to sleep.
Yeah. For some people, it works for other things.
That's crazy.
Bro. And day is insane. Toronto people are sick in the head. They put grabba in it. You know what's grabba? Bro, sick in the head.
What's grabba?
Oh.
It's, I think, tobacco.
I actually don't know how to explain it. It's just the worst thing ever. It makes
it's like the shitty butt ends of it all, and it's like super potent. And
so bad, bro.
It just fucks you up.
Yeah. It fucks you up so bad. And in Toronto, they just, grabba fam. And I'm like, why would you put this dog shit in? Like, it fucks up the whole experience.
Mm-hmm. It's not only Toronto, though.
No, I know.
I learned that recently. New York, too. They like doing that shit.
Oh, for sure.
Americans.
Anyways, it's supposed to be
Americans.
Valentine's.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. So while working at a sushi bar in college, I witnessed a blind date for Valentine's Day. The guy who showed up for the date was already the girl's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's
fucked. She went on a blind date.
That would be my exact response.
Fuck.
If I saw that I was on a blind date, then my ex showed up, I'd be like,
oh, fuck.
That.
Thanks.
Okay, wait, I have a good question.
Because you guys matched again.
I have a good question, though. If you, it's going to say what kind of ex relationship that we had or like relationship that you have with your ex right now.
That's why I didn't specify.
How would your reaction be if you would be the blind date and then you take the blindfold and you see your ex? What would be your first word?
My ex?
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be it. Yeah, what would be yours?
I'd be like, interesting.
Interesting.
Yours would be Anita Maxwin.
Anita Maxwin.
What would be yours?
If it was my last ex,
yeah.
I'd just be like, hi.
How the table turns. I mean,
mine is nothing crazy. It's just like, hey, I'll be like, hey, what are you? That's awkward. Nothing
you
crazy.
You would say that's awkward.
What else from your ex
yeah,
before?
Yeah, that's. Oh my, I don't know, bro. I probably wouldn't be able to talk. I'd like.
You'd be baffled.
The same thing as you.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
I'd be like, interesting. I can't wait to see where this is going to go, honestly.
Do you stay? Do you eat the sushi? Do you get the date done?
Do you pay the bill?
I would pay the bill still.
Pay the bill and you get, so you do the date and everything?
Yeah, I would still do the date. I would do everything and then afterwards I would just leave and I know it's not going to go anywhere between me
so
and her.
So what's the point?
It's sushi, motherfucker. Damn. Exactly. I get to eat sushi.
If it's my most recent ex, I would do the date.
Okay, the one before.
Who?
That's crazy.
You?
I'm not doing the date.
So what do you say?
Get home safe.
What about the one before?
I wouldn't do the date.
Either?
No.
Not even to like just like catch up, talk, reminisce a little bit.
I'm not going back with you. I'm not dating you again. I hope everything's great for you right now, but there's no point for me to be in your life nor waste my time having a chat with you again, because I'm not, there's nothing, it's going nowhere.
I don't know. I wouldn't have a problem going down like memory lane.
Fair enough.
Just talk.
The most recent one, I'd do the date. It doesn't matter. I know I'd be friendly, whatever. The one before.
Like, hold on. Like, wouldn't you find it interesting to kind of figure out like her thought process after you guys broke up?
Yeah.
Like where her mind went, what she was doing. I don't know. For me, it's just fun to know, like, instead of like overthinking everything, now you could have the person like confirm exactly what they did mm-hmm. after you guys broke up. Mm-hmm. Because you had a different scenario in your mind. You, it was probably like getting dick down after dick after dick after dick.
He said, you thought we knew.
Or multiple dicks.
At the same time. In Miami.
Wow.
That's crazy.
You went there.
Oh, shit.
Really? We do this to ourselves. It's crazy.
On today's episode of What's Fucked Up. That's fucked up.
Well, I actually had a question following up from that. So I saw this coming from I forgot what his podcast is, but I think it's just the Philly podcast. I saw Chunks ask Philly that question. And I wanted to ask you guys that question. And since we're talking about exes, I wanted to know, do you still have love for your ex?
That's a good question.
Can I say what kind of love?
You could express the love that you think you have for her, if any. From your perspective.
Yeah, I'll try to explain. My most recent one, friendly love. As a person, like, I absolutely love her. She's super cool. She's super fun to be around. But, like, love, 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 and it's not there anymore. The one from 6 years, I wouldn't say, like I'm in love or whatever, but I have love for that person itself because she was my best friend for so long. So I would still care for her in a way. Kiss you.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, that saying that she was my best friend for so long.
That's really cute.
No, she was my best friend for so long. So I care for the person. Mm-hmm. I care for her, whatever, but I would like not get back in a relationship where it's not that type of love. It's not like amour, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
we were doing so well. We were doing so good.
I think I was in love, that's for sure. But I don't love her anymore because we're not together anymore. But like, I think I was in love back then, but it wasn't true love, you know? Because like, in my opinion, true love, I would still be with her. Because when you love someone, you fight to be with that person. There's nothing that's going to stop you to be with one person, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, there's no religion, there's no parents, there's no family, there's nothing. If you love the other one, you're doing what it takes to be with this person, you know? So in my opinion, since it didn't work, it wasn't true love, but I was in love with her.
Do you feel like you have love for an ex other than your most recent ex?
I'm talking about my first. I'm not talking
about... Oh, yeah? You're talking about your first?
My most recent... Respectfully, I wasn't in love, but I hope the best for her. It was just not it. That's why it's an ex.
I'll always have love for my most recent ex, but not obviously love. Like, I love her, but like the same sense as you, like, respect her.
So why did you say mine is crazy?
No, because you said that
yours was 6 years ago.
The one before that.
Yeah.
Was your best friend for the longest time for that you were dating. I'm your best friend. Respectfully.
Oh,
my respectfully. My God.
Bro, he's having a heartfelt moment and you decide to get jealous?
100%?
That's why.
12 years of friendship, bros? That's crazy.
I just said that her as a person, she was one of my best friends. Like, not, it's not the same type of best friend.
And at the end of the day, you got to date your best friend. Your girl wasn't your best friend?
No.
That's why it didn't work out.
Oh. No, okay, listen.
You were spending best a lot of time with her.
Obviously.
I don't remember the last time we decided to lie on this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute. My ex wasn't my best friend. And the reason why I say she wasn't my best friend is because there's a lot of things that I could not communicate to her that I could communicate to you or even you guys.
Okay, same thing for me with my other one, bro.
the amount of things that I didn't say to her compared to the amount of things that I told you guys is like ridiculous. Like you guys, I think till this day, well, I mean, maybe not you two, but you definitely know, I would say 99% of my life. And she probably knows, like, I would say closer to 80.
80.
And I spent 7 years with her.
I feel, you like, I'm I saying? Feel like it's too much.
Are you guys going to tell
me it's too much?
You feel like it's...
I don't like that.
who's getting jealous now?
Are you guys going to tell everything to your boo thing?
No. I always like keep everything? It at like 60, 70. 60?
60,
70. Yeah.
To your wife?
No, my wife. You said girl. If it's my wife, the mother of my children, she'll know 100% of my life.
Given your body count?
He got you.
99.6%.
But yeah, so let me finish this so I can add context to this whole thing.
Yeah, go for it.
Like, as a person, she's an amazing, amazing person. She's very, like, family-oriented and everything, so I have nothing to say. Relationship-wise, like, it's just, like, yeah, it's not it.
So you still have love for the person?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, 100%. I have nothing bad to say. She's very, like, good-willed, so.
Up to you.
No, I still have a lot of love for my ex. Like, I still root for her in her successes and what she has going on. And, like, even when I'm seeing her working on things, I'm always like, oh, like, you know, I feel like she could do this, or, like, this would be, like, able to... And I want to be able to help. I want to give my 2 cents, you know, and how I could help her. But aside from that, I think other than my brother, she was the other person that knew me very, very well. And that... understood my way of thinking. Mm-hmm. I think that's what brought us close together a lot, was the fact that, like, she didn't have to, like, baby me in her explanations, and I didn't have to mansplain things to her either. It was like things were said and we would have, like, this super, like, deep, intricate conversation, and then, like, we would be able to, like, have a common understanding and then move forward from that. Mm-hmm. But in terms of that regards, yeah, I still have love for her. And then for my ex before that, in all honesty, all jokes aside, after, because now it's been years, I know what she's gone through in her life, and the fact that I see her where she's at now does genuinely make me happy. Seeing her where she's at, because, like, when you go through that much shit, you need a break at a given point in time. So from what I see, at least from social media, from what I hear, super happy for what she's got going on, for sure.
No.
Wow, is this what fucking maturity feels like? It feels kind of gross.
This guy's gross.
Well said, boys.
Let's go back to shitting the bed with these stories. Story number 7 says, a guy I was dating gave me a few boxes of chocolate, which would have been sweet if I wasn't allergic to dairy, which he already knew.
That's crazy. That's crazy, bro. That's...
Buddy, man.
He wasn't paying attention.
I'd make that mistake still.
Swear to God, I didn't want to throw him under the bus. But in my mind, I'm like, yo, I feel like Matt wouldn't do that kind of stuff.
You know what, bro? That's sure crazy. Shut the fuck up. The fact that, like, you said that, I was like, I don't know about that. That sells. No. I feel like as a person, especially as a boyfriend, you're like really, like, you pay attention to details.
You are very attentive.
Yeah. Like, I would make that mistake.
No, okay, yeah, but... You know what? I'd make the mistake, but she wouldn't know. So you guys would say, like, I'd buy it, be like, oh, or before buying it, I'm like, oh, that's so, like, nice, you know? And then you guys would be like, is she, like,
allergic
or whatever? I'm like, because we remember the story at Cathcart, the alcohol thing?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
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 Yes, you know.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I know.
Doesn't.
No, 100% you know. We all know.
Doesn't drink alcohol. Make her drink alcohol.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't drink alcohol. Uh-huh. Never drink alcohol in her life.
What happened then?
I made her drink alcohol.
Uh-huh. And then? And that's then, it. Like, you're just
fucking retarded.
Okay, got you.
That's it. The conclusion is I'm
What did
retarded.
You say you were?
Retarded.
Perfect. We got him.
We fucking got him.
He doesn't instant replay retarded. Retarded. Fuck, man.
Oh, no. Shit. We're not allowed to use the R word anymore. We're sorry.
You're dumb.
They're dumb.
Slow. Isn't it the same thing?
It's just because, look, listen, for context, we don't use it the same way the Americans do. It's because in French, we say retardé, and, like, it's used as common slang to just call the other person stupid. So when we translate it, we use the word retarded.
Please elaborate why English is...
He just did.
Elaborate. No, no, no. But no,
I literally gave a full blown explanation.
And, like, elaborate and like why?
Because does it offend them? Because in how do I say it, the Americans, bro? I don't know. And for the Americans, like cancel culture, whatever, they're very hypersensitive to the word retarded.
Oh,
because it's hurtful to people that have
disabilities or whatever, autism,
whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So they just, it's a little bit more case sensitive when using the word retarded. Whereas like us in French using the word retardé is just like calling someone slang. Stupid. Mm. It's a loosely used term.
Am I a Roman Empire?
I apologize.
Am I a Roman Empire?
I'm sorry, Pookie.
Am I a Roman Empire, Pookie? Huh? How many times did you think about me? How many times did you think about me, Pookie?
The guy that came up with the word Pookie Bear.
Huh? It's probably mine.
But he's actually a light skinned Indian, if I'm not mistaken.
I know who you're talking about. Light-hand. I know who you're talking about.
Pookie.
Light skinned Indian.
Yeah.
Show me.
I know you're talking about. And then they called him the sassiest man on the internet.
He blew up. I don't give a fuck what anybody says, but he blew up and he makes me laugh.
Nah, Pookie. He's fucking hilarious. I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, he grew like 5 million followers in a short period of time. So he goes by 444 Prey, and his name is Prayag. And these are like his most viral videos.
He's sassy as shit. Yeah, I've seen this video, and he's married and everything.
Actually, too.
Yeah, he is. One of the videos he made, he was like saying like, I guess we're gonna talk about this. I am fully blown married. I have a whole girlfriend. It's not because I'm making those videos that I'm interested in you, boo. Like, I'm not interested. I have a whole girlfriend.
I wonder if he first started making these videos for his girlfriend, and then just decided to post them on TikTok. Oh my days. Okay, next one.
What do you guys think women like better? Like sassy men or men but like heavily manlier man? Because they complain in both. When the guy is too... they're like, have some emotion a little bit. And when he's too sassy, he's like too feminine.
Well, if I'm giving the fucking like... the philosophical answer, it's just safe to say that you have to have a balance of both.
Yeah,
that's all it is. I think a man in this day and age is just to know when to use more so his more sassy side or playful side, and when it's time to use his more masculine, more dominant side.
I agree.
There's a time and a place for everything.
Who's the sassier in the group?
3, 2, 1.
You said Michu. You said Carl. I said Carl. It's two.
It's Michu.
I'm the sassiest one.
Me too, bro.
I'm the sassiest one.
You're definitely the sassiest one.
How am I the sassiest one?
So close between these two, though.
He's
sassy as shit.
He's fucking sassy.
I joke about it. He doesn't.
Wait. I think we don't have the same definition of sassy, bro.
Okay, what's sassy for you guys?
Zesty? Yeah. No, not zesty.
Zesty is not sassy.
No, sassy is more like the one that responds a lot to like arguments and like to...
Yeah.
Like a little bit like this guy. Like let's say I say like I diss you on something or whatever, and Carl or Michu's gonna be like, no, I don't think so. That's not how it's gonna work. Like a little bit more like sassy.
So Carl. Bro, literally Carl.
He's gonna say, Well, technically. And him he does no, him is like that.
How is sassy?
To everything. Everything and everything.
What was it again?
So my shoes is black. You're gonna be like, oh, good job, Matt. You know colors.
It's common sense. That's how I am. I'm just
that's your sassy
shit.
Side.
No,
that's your sassy side.
That's not the sassy side.
Yeah. You sassy gang.
So oh my god, bro.
Sassy.
Go for it. So when you guys say something stupid, and I'm like, well. Let's say the girl, you were talking to a girl, whatever, and she's like, she says, she's whatever she says, and you're like, you think she's lying. And I say, oh my God, I can't believe
I had exactly that scenario in my head. About, right? I had exactly that scenario when you told them that. She's like,
yeah.
Oh, because girls don't lie, man. Sassy, bro.
That's
broskies, I explained you the story, and you went, fuck, it's true. You can't lie in life. That's doing too much, bro.
You're sassy. It's okay, bro.
It's coming.
Hey, man.
Don't worry. I'll give you an example. If Sergio would say the same thing as you, he would probably go just, or like maybe she's lying. Just, I don't know. That's how you would say it.
Yeah, I'm putting emphasis on the stupidity that you guys show, bro.
Respectfully, you're being extra.
That's not extra. I'm just
you're being extra with this.
It's oh my.
Are we bothering you?
Let's say it's a tie.
You
want to
be part of the fucking conversation?
It's a tie, bro.
It's not a tie.
It's a tie.
I voted sassiness. Already.
Sassiness is a tie.
It's not a tie, bro.
Okay, so Bello.
Technically,
what do you think?
Who's the more sassiest?
Yeah. Well, he's been 2 months with Carl. He knows Carl enough.
Yeah, well, it's not fair.
Love me too, then.
Yeah. So by default, I win.
So, Carl is the sassiest. You're the sassiest.
You're the sassiest.
No, it's not.
Carl's pretty sassy.
Yeah. I joke about it.
I know. Don't get me wrong. I understand that you're sassy, but Micho adds a little bit of panache. You know? He adds like a little bit of sauce to his sassiness.
Hey, like everything in life.
Because like Carl is just going to be like, say like in a jokingly way, right? Exactly. Micho's going to be like, first of all, you see, like that is like the crazy. Extra sauce.
She always does
always this.
Which
always.
Is crazy. Like, I'm just like, oh, yeah, because she can't lie.
Yeah.
And it's almost sarcasm.
Oh, exactly. Thank you. It's not sassy. It's sarcasm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like, Carl's sarcastic.
Sarcasm is sassy.
No, it's okay.
You just got outvoted now.
That's crazy.
We learned a new word and now that's finished it.
That one word, like, what the fuck can save me? Sarcasm.
Sarcasm.
Yeah, I'll give it to Michu.
Wait, hold on. Matt, spell sarcasm.
S-R-S-A-R.
Perfect.
S-A-R-C-A-S-M.
Yeah. I'm going to be a dead ass. I don't even know how to spell sarcasm.
I'm pretty sarcasm. Sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you spelled
no,
that.
No, I got it right.
Yeah.
I got it
right. Yeah, you got it right. Yeah.
So my partner at the time was a chef. He decided to cook me a romantic dinner. Long story short, the night ended with me in the hospital because he/we set my hand on fire.
What?
First and only time in 10 years that we celebrated Valentine's Day.
Well, how do you do that, though?
The first time in 10 years they celebrate Valentine's Day... They set her hand on fire.
Yep. See?
Some people are into weird kinks sometimes.
Okay, no. He's a fucking genius. That's what he is.
I feel like he did some shit. You know, like when you...
Pause. Wait a minute. What do you mean by that?
He tricked her. He did that so they could never celebrate Valentine's Day anymore.
They've been not celebrating it, bro. It's been 10 years they haven't...
And then she said, oh, you know, maybe...
Mitchell, look at me respectfully. Shut the fuck up.
Maybe this year. And he's like, oh, yeah, definitely, honey. Set your hair in the fire. And then he was like...
Do you have anything against Valentine's Day?
Me? I genuinely don't like Valentine's Day. Who hurt you? I don't know. Everybody, bro.
You guys like Valentine's Day?
Me? I love Valentine's Day.
Love is a big word, but I like it.
But it's because you know me. I like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like... I didn't...
I'm good. What about you? You like you?
I really don't. I don't do Valentine's Day. I've been single, so.
He's going to love it.
Yeah, I think he's going to love it.
Carl's going to be like so excited. He's going to be like, I don't know what to buy. Like, guys, like, what kind of a gift should I get for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, he'll be stressed first.
He'll be stressed, but it's like, he'll be anxious.
Yeah.
But it's like a good kind of anxious, not like anxiety. It'll be more so like he's like excited to plan and get the gift. And he's going to be running around. He wants to do the most.
Yeah.
Bro, you're just like me. You're a hopeless romantic. Deal with
that
it.
That is true, though.
We're going to be single for the rest of our lives.
I get it, though.
But maybe if you guys want to help fix that situation, you guys could keep sending us DMs like we've showed earlier because they help a lot while we're going to be alone for Valentine's Day.
By the way. Send it directly to Carl. Yeah, not me.
Sarcasm, sassy boy.
Gotcha.
If you guys enjoyed that episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
You guys get an extra episode every single Friday. And I swear to God, guys, I'm really sorry. We have a lot of things cooking. Guys, please agree.
Yes,
a lot of things cooking. But B3 is coming. The whole hype behind it, you guys won't be disappointed for what we're about to release. But if you guys don't have a Valentine's, we'll be your Valentine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to say it? Mucho love.
Mucho love. Wait.
So if you don't have a Valentine's Day, we'll be your Valentine. Dando vueltas por la city. Con mi canción en la bocina. Que me quiere ver y está loca por tenerme. Dice que quiere matar las ganas. Que no quería enamorarse. You guys
pick some cotton.
The fact that it's Black History Month is crazy. Yo.
It's been your boy, Sergio Stocks.
It's your boy, Matt.
It's your boy, Carl.
It's your boy, Michu.
And we'll see you guys next week if we're not canceled. Take care.